things went down okay. My first yoga class was terrible. I didn't go back for 2 years. Then as a teacher, you fail. You know, you want them to have a good time, their first yoga class. So I'm not trying to, and you know all the poses. So let's start. There's some mantras for Niguma. There's special bija syllables for each chakra. And we'll do that tomorrow because we don't have time today. And I'll explain it to you tomorrow. It's very beautiful. Okay, so come to the front of your mat standing. These guys are demonstrating. So just some Surya Namaskar to warm up, okay? All the time. So hands to your namaste. Hands down to your side. Smooth like a dance. Hands up. Tadasana. Hands down, Uttanasana. Left leg back. Knee to the floor. Stretch. Right leg back, leg. Knees, chest, and chin to the floor. Butt up. Cobra. Down dog. Left foot out between your hands. Right knee down, stretch the cranium. Right leg up to meet the left. Uttanasana. Hands up to Tadasana. Hands down to, I'm sorry, watch this. Now we're going to try something different. So hands are up, right? And then you bend your knees slightly. And you come into a clasp behind and then do Uttanasana with a clasp. Hands to the floor, right leg back. Stretch the cranium. Left leg back. Plank. Knees, chest, and chin. Cobra. Down dog. Right leg up between your hands. Left knee down, stretch. Left leg forward between your hands. Uttanasana with a clasp in the mat. Tadasana. Namaste. So four more of those. Breathe in. Uttanasana with a clasp. Hands down, left leg back. Left knee down, stretch. Right leg back, plank. Knees, chest, and chin. Butt up. Cobra. Down dog. Left leg up between your hands. Right leg forward. Uttanasana with a clasp. Up into Tadasana. One movement, don't stop. You can bend your legs slightly into a clasp. Right leg back. Right knee to the floor, stretch. Left leg back, plank. Plank. Knees, chest, and chin. Cobra. Down dog. Left leg up between your
head. That's right leg, sorry.
Right leg up between your head. Stretch. Left leg up between your head. Lift it off some of the clasp. Tadasana. Hands to your chest. Great. Exhale, hands down. right leg up to meet the left. Uttanasana with a clasp. Hands up into Tadasana. And then graceful moment like a dancer, right? Slight bend in the knees. Clasp in the back. Hands to the floor, right leg back. Left leg back, plank. Knees, chest, and chin. Cobra. Down dog. Right leg forward between your hands. Left knee to the floor, stretch. Left foot forward. Uttanasana with a clasp. Tadasana. Namaste. In breath, hold. Exhale, hands down. Tadasana. Uttanasana with a clasp. Hands to the floor, left leg back. Stretch. Right leg back. Plank. Knees, chest, and chin. Cobra. Down dog. Right leg forward between the hands. Stretch. Left leg forward between the hands. Clasp. Tadasana. Then keep moving. Clasp Uttanasana. Right leg back. Left leg back plank. Knees, chest, and chin. Cobra. Down dog. Left leg forward between the legs. Right leg forward into the left. Tadasana. Keep moving. Left leg back. Right leg back. Knees, chest, and twist. Cobra. Down dog. Hold. Five breaths. In all the Huma system, the out breath is the first half of the breath. The out breath is the first half of the breath. Jump through the sitting. We'll be doing a Janushirasana with left leg forward. Which chakra are we working on first? Muladhara at the meridian, right? It's the first chakra. There's a problem? Okay. Now there's a problem. What's the first asana we have to do?
Twist.
Right. You can't twist the muladhara. It's not possible. Okay? So there's a trick, okay? With the muladhara and the sahasrara, which is here, right? The way you open it is you put pressure on it. See? Look. You put pressure on it, you see? You put acupressure on it, and see how it opens?
Yeah.
So on here and here, you have to do it with the acupressure. So you're going to use your right heel pressed into your muladhara. Don't sit on it, okay? No not sitting, but just precedent. Guys have to adjust something. But you should feel, it, okay? And then there's a thing where we're gonna try to, don't go down all the way, just go down to your calf, right? Shin. And just be aware of your muladhara. Where is your heel touching your perineum? Half an inch in is the muladhara chakra. There is a knot, there is a granti, there is a twist of the two bad guys. Half an inch in, that's your perineum. Try to feel where your heel is touching. Try to feel the chakra. Now I want you to do something interesting. Don't go down, okay? Don't go down, just feel. Try to breathe through, so don't breathe through your nose. Breathe through the chakra. Breathe through the muladhara. It will come out like this. The air will come out to the side a little bit. And it will come back. Try to breathe through that. Try to breathe through the chakra. In and out. Five, out. Four, out. Four, in. Three, out. Three, in. Two, out. Two, in. One, out. One, in. Now come down into Janishirshasana. So full Janishirshasana. Come down over your leg. Breathe out. Five. Five, in. Four, out. Four, in. Three, out. Three, in. Two, out. Two, in. One, out. One, in. Come up and switch your legs. Take some time to find your muladhara with your left heel. Tuck it in. Come down halfway. Hold your shin. And breathe in and out through that, through your perineum and not to your nose. Pretend that the breath is coming to your perineum and not to your nose. Breathe out, five. Five, in. Four, out. Four, in. Three, out. Three, in. Two, out. Two, in. One, out. One, in. And then come down into full Janishirshasana. Five, out. Five, in. Four, out. Four, in. Three, out. Three, in. Two, out. Two, in. One, out. One, in. Come up to sitting. We just finished untwisting the muladhara chakra. What do we have to do next?
Stretch.
Good, nice. Stretch it. So how about a Baddha Konasana? Okay. If you can, open up your heat, your soul, so your feet like a foot. And you can also breathe here, but we don't have time. So we'll just stay up for five, and then we'll go down for five. Five, out. Five, in. Four, out. one out, one in. Come to sitting. Cross your legs comfortably like this. You don't have to do a full lotus either. Just Sukhasana. Then Chin Mudra. Then you know Ashvini Mudra is where you are contracting your anus, okay? Pupa place. We're not going to do that. Okay? We are trying to suck prana at the muladhara. So try to do Ashvini forward in between your legs, okay? So I like to say between the pupa place and the pee pee place, okay? So between there, try, we're gonna do contractions, okay? Faster than your breath. Your breath will be slow and relaxed, but you're just contracting there, okay? And we'll do maybe, I don't know. You're a beginner, but I want you to come back. So we do maybe 10 or 15 contractions, okay? So we're gonna do 5 slow breaths. The contraction will be faster than the breath, okay? You just contract that area, like this. Okay, here we go. 5 out, start contracting. 5 in, 4 out, 4 in, 3 out, 3 in, 2 out, 2 in, 1 out, 1 in. Relax, take a long in breath out breath. Okay, now please watch Nyingbo, okay? He's gonna show you, this is a Tibetan pose called Bechung Sum. It means 3 small drops, and there's many ways to do it. Sometimes you do it from standing, and you go into a full lotus and you drop. That's crazy. I don't recommend it, but he's going to do the easy version for your beginner student, right? Okay. So.
Lean forward and sit back like that. That's the easiest one for you. Yeah. And then you just have to make sure that you're leaning forward a little bit so that you don't land on your sit bones because it really hurts. So if you just lift up a little bit and drop, you should land on your frame.
So he'll do 3. And pause for a breath, and then 3 and pause for a breath. Then you pause for a breath. And, yeah, and don't hit your sit bones. You're trying to hit the muladhara, right? Not the sit bones, okay? And then later they can, later your kids can do it with a full, okay? But not from beginning, right? So this is better, maybe it's more effective maybe. So you're trying to hit the muladhara. What are we doing? What's the fourth asana? Distributing. Okay? Distributing the prana. Okay, so do 3 dachungs. On your own. Okay, the kar, if the ayah comes before, you're supposed to do it with your tongue back. Or try to stay warm if you're not too, if you're not being fresh with the arms. The arm out to the side. Try to get all five fingernails on the floor. All five fingernails on the floor. Arm straight, elbow straight, if you can. Five. Four out. Four in. Three out. Three in. Two out. Two in. One out. One in. Please reverse. Other side. Left hand to right knee, right arm to the sky, and open like a bow. Hold for five, five in, four out, four in, three out, three in, two out. One out, one in. Straighten your right leg, and then come up to sitting. We finished untwisting the Slavish Tanar. What's next? Yeah, stress the Swedish Tanar. What would be a good pose? Paschimottanasana. Yeah, okay? So we'll go into Paschimottanasana. I'd like you to go down halfway first. Go ahead halfway, hold your shins, okay? Try to breathe out the back of your tailbone. Try to breathe out the back of your tailbone. I told somebody, they asked me where it is, I said it's at the top of the crack. Then we had a big fight about it. So I don't know. Breathe out four. In four. Three out, three in, two out, two in, one out. You're breathing through your chakra. Breathe in. Breathe out and release down into Paschimottanasana. Paschi. All A's in Sanskrit come into E in English. All A's from Sanskrit come into E in English, so it becomes Paschi. And then P's change to B's, change to V's, change to W's, which becomes Westji. And the word West comes from this, because the back of the body is the West. Tana means to stretch, came into English as tenuous or tendon. Three out, three in, two out, two in, one out, one in. Come to sitting. We finished untwisting. We finished stretching Swadhisthana. What do we have to do next to Swadhisthana? Yeah, gather the prana in, bring the prana in. So bend your knees, soles flat on the floor. Bend your knees, soles flat on the floor. And then come up into Navasana. If you can, you know, your client is going to leave their knees bent, okay? I hope. Okay. Breathe five. Five in. Breathe out four. Breathe in four. Out three. Three in, two out, two in, one out, one in. Release to the floor. I need to borrow. Can I borrow some sugar? There's a very beautiful thing. I mean. Right? The to release the pressure, you have to lift the two sides of the mouth, okay? Seriously. That's why people smile. Okay? That's why people smile. It's a channel thing. Everything's a channel thing. You'll find out later. Everything's a channel. People smile because these two channels have released and they feel relaxed and they smile. Then when they're mad, what? They're stretching these two, really. So it's very important. If your goal is to release the grantis, the knots, right? If that's your goal, then how should your face be during Navasana? Like Virgin Mary. Alright? It should be a smile, really. And then the prana can flow. If you have this thing, then you are blocked, you're just tightening it again. Okay? You are tightening the prana. Okay, what's next? Lie down in your back. I'm just gonna do a dumb windshield wiper pose because your client will like it. Bend your knees. Feet flat on the ground. Now don't move the position of your feet, okay? And then bend both knees to the left on an exhale. Left, exhale, to the other left. Exhale. Up on an inhale. To the right on an exhale. Up on an inhale. To the left on an exhale. Up on an inhale. To the right of it. Where are we? Left? Sorry. Right. Yeah. Up on an inhale. To the left on an exhale. Up on an inhale. To the right on an exhale. Up on an inhale. Come to sitting and, you know, cross your legs and then do a vinyasa. Go into a vinyasa. Come into down dog and hold. That was for distributing the drops at the Svadhisthana. We finished the Svadhisthana chakra. What's the next chakra? Manipura, at your navel, right? Next chakra is the navel. Bring your left foot forward, left knee to the ground, like into a, what do you call this? Sorry. Right knee to the ground. And don't be in a lunge, okay? Not like that, okay? This should be perpendicular. Then right arm to the sky. And your client probably wants to do a namaste twist to the left, okay? Probably they want to do that. Your gaze should be up a little bit, okay? It's easier. Hold for 5, 4, 3, 2. Come to Uttanasana by bringing up your right leg and bending down into Uttanasana. Hold and breathe through your Manipura chakra. We call it your Mana chakra. Breathe through the back of your spine, behind your navel. Breathe in and out through your back. Okay? Breathe out, 5. Breathe out, 4. Breathe out, 3. Breathe out, 2. Breathe out, 1. Breathe out. And then come down with your left knee on the floor. Left arm to the sky. And twist the opposite side. 5. your fingers. Okay? Look over your left shoulder. This is for the Anahata chakra, heart chakra. We are just doing a twist, untwist for the Anahata. Hold for 5. Smile. 4. It'll be easier. 3. Smile. For like 15 breaths, is that what your client will do? But for you guys, so that I want you to feel what it's like that the chakras have been opened one by one. Sorry, the chakras have been opened one by one. Then I'd like you to come up into a headstand, okay? If you have a headstand. I assume if you don't, you can do what you need. If you need help, raise your hand. Somebody will come help. Is this the one going to cause the king of the cosmos? Let's stay for. I like 25 breaths. Okay. If you feel any pain or discomfort, then come down. Smile. At least grin, okay? Try to breathe out the top of your head. Please come down slowly, but keep your head down. Keep your head down and go into child's pose. Don't sit up. Keep your head down and go into child's pose. And then come over to Shavasana, please. We're going to be doing a little massage on your head or your feet. If you don't want start to move your fingers and your toes. Turn your head from side to side, gently. Roll on to your left side. And please come up and sit. We sing them every few weeks. We sing the teacher's names. So you shouldn't be the one in 1,000 years who's broken, okay? All right, we'll do one more together. Breathe out. Breathe in. Thank you.